T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Happy Halloween, everybody. Off weekend. Scary to think the Browns have no chance of losing this weekend. I can enjoy that for a second. Right? You too?
Life's a matter of perspective.
That is. Life is a matter of perspective.
Life's a matter of perspective.
He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. Jeff has the day off. We laid it out for you last segment, and it's what Charles Robinson, who's a friend of the show, said. I don't know, maybe we'll play that again just to make sure everybody's got it. So Charles Robinson, because I had walked away from this probably yesterday and Wednesday, where I was like, there's just no way Miles is getting traded. This isn't happening. And, you know, I could understand it. If Miles wanted it, I could see the Browns kind of not. I don't know that the Browns are going to get backed into a corner, but I don't think they ever want to get backed into a corner again, because I think Baker backed them into a corner. Don't you? You with me on that or no? Like,
yes.
I think front
Baker
office
put them in a really, really crummy situation.
Yeah.
And they put themselves in said crummy situation on top of Baker putting them into that
situation. Yeah, I don't think Baker would have put them in the situation, but they put them.
Right.
They knew what they were dealing with Baker at the time. Like, they've watched him do this. They watched him do it in college, right? And I'm going to go find somewhere else. And he was well. But the thing about him was he was willing to take a financial hit to say, I want out of here. Like, who does that?
Yeah,
he
very much was done.
So, you know, and if Miles is very much done, which we haven't heard a word from him.
No,
since
we haven't heard a single thing come out of that building besides the fact that from multiple reports, they are not trading Miles Garrett. That's the only thing we have heard in the bye week that has come out of that building.
Again, though, all reports, right? And things change. I mean, the truth is only until you walk off the dais. And the truth can change once you take one step off of there. So you never know. And, you know, we all heard the line earlier. Well, you got a better chance of winning the lottery than getting Miles Garrett out. Okay. I think it'd be really difficult to sit in that general manager's chair if someone was offering you 3 first-round picks for him, though. It'd be difficult. Especially being on the other side of it at one point where you let 3 first-round picks go. And Andrew finds himself in a weird position, too. If he does trade Miles Garrett, he has the burden of being whether he had anything to do with it or not, or whether he takes partial or full or any responsibility for the Deshaun Watson deal. Mm-hmm. He would be the guy on the end of, oh, my God, that trade for Deshaun Watson was horrible. And then he would also be accredited with trading Miles Garrett, letting a Hall of Famer go. I don't know where you want to say he is in his career at this point, but you would also be the guy that traded Miles Garrett.
I would say tail end of his prime would probably be the best way to put it. And by the way, that tail end might still be two more years.
Yeah.
You know, father time is going to come a call on at some point.
So
nothing against him. That's just life.
Both of those theories have to go through your head. 216-474-0092. The question is simple. Would you do it if Philly, and you could, and we talked about it, and you talked about, it was Jack Duffin that had the...
Yeah, who said in there that, yes, yeah, it can happen. You can do it against, with the cap hits and all of that stuff and be fine. Andy, I'd do it. I would do it in a minute. And the only reason that I say that I would do this 100% in a minute is because right now, the trajectory of this team, which direction is the arrow pointing?
Well,
what do you think?
How?
Just off the top of your head, knee-jerk reaction. Which direction is the arrow pointing? You can go up, you can go parallel, or you can go down. Which direction are you pointing? Straight ahead, I should say.
For this year, I think it's flat line. I mean, I'm not trying to say that. I mean, are we talking about this season or big picture?
Big picture. Trajectory of this team. With the roster that's right here, is the arrow pointing up? Is the arrow pointing straight ahead? Or is the arrow pointing down? The arrow to me is pointing down. Which means...
I would agree with you. I would say the arrow is pointing down, but... Let's just say you decide you're going to make this trade, right? You want to, mm-hmm, you're going to trade Myles Garrett, and you've got a dam in front of you,
mm-hmm,
and you know the water, or the water's coming through holes in the dam, mm-hmm, right? So you got four holes of medium size, and now you're going to leave those four holes there, and you are going to break half the dam in half. Well, I shouldn't say that. You're going to make a significant hole by trying to replace Myles Garrett. That's
what you are doing right now.
Are you buying enough cement to not only patch them up, but give yourself a second wall that if the first wall complete, you know what I'm saying? Andy, is that what you think you're getting?
Dam. What, yeah, I'm, yo, doing,
you're killing,
is
the dam. Yeah.
Because completely breaking the dam.
You're breaking the dam.
Because I think you could turn this around really quick with the picks that are in front of you. I think you move Myles Garrett. I don't think Alex Wright or Isaiah McGuire are of that caliber, but I think you can find guys who might not be Hall of Famers in Myles Garrett who could come help you. You can find your veteran left tackle. You can find your wide receiver. You can find, maybe help rebuild the line with your guards and that kind of stuff with everything you got going for you. Not to mention that tail end of the first round pick is actually really valuable because you got teams that want to trade for it. If you got a team who's kind of 75-25 on a quarterback, they'll trade up into the bottom of that first round to go get that guy so they get the fifth-year option.
You're talking about Philly, right?
Huh?
You're talking about the Philly, what would, yes, probably be the Philly pick, yeah.
Which means I can get even more if I really want to. This roster, to me...
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Needs to be rebuilt. And if you do this move, now all of a sudden, you can rebuild this thing however you want. If I'm Andrew Berry and I've got an assurance from the front off and from the powers that be, and again, if I'm Andrew Berry and I have an assurance from the powers that be, it is really tempting for me not to look at this and say, yes, let's do it. Because again, I go get my wide receiver. I go get my left tackle. I could go get my quarterback. I could go find another pass rusher who might not be as good as Myles Garrett. Of course he won't. Myles Garrett is Reggie White reincarnated. Like, he's insane. He's unbelievable to watch. But again, if I could turn one blue chip into three red chips, that's pretty good. You can live with that. You'd be pretty happy with that.
It's been a weird year for Miles anyway, right? He got the money. He stopped talking to the media. And now you're back at this, it sets a record for five sacks. You're going to go back and look at history and say, if they trade him on Tuesday, they're going to be like, yeah, the guy set the franchise record for single game sacks. And then you traded him?
Yeah, because your franchise needed to pre-build.
That really sounds crazy.
You went through this with Joe Thomas.
But Joe stayed.
But you went through this with Joe Thomas. You had a Hall of Fame left tackle and a roster around the Hall of Fame left tackle that lacked talent. You're doing it right now with Myles Garrett. You have a Hall of Fame all-timer, first-team 2010s all-time player in Myles Garrett. But around him is a good defense, starting to slip a little bit from what it looks like.
You mean 2020s, right? I'm trying to think.
Sorry, 2020. Okay. Said the wrong 2010s, thing.
I was like, what?
Time is a flat circle. I apologize. Okay. Thank you for correction.
No worries.
Defense is starting to slip a little bit. Let's be real honest with ourselves. And the offense needs a jolt. You need wide receiver talent. You need speed. You need guys who can get open. You need a quarterback. You need offensive line help. You need to reboot this thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd be really tempted, Andy.
There's another way to look at it, too. Tempted. I mean, this could change everyone's perspective on Andrew Berry if he does pull the trigger and it works and he stays. Then he's the guy that had the you-know-whats to do the deal here to make up for a bad deal that haunted him earlier in his career.
It turns into the Herschel Walker trade for you. Herschel Walker, the Vikings make the move for Herschel Walker. You get all the picks. The Cowboys turn around and turn that into Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, so on and so forth. The dynasty begins.
Chuck is in Cleveland. Hey, Chuck.
How are you, Chuck?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm good. Late. We're kicking this around, and only because Charles Robinson brought it back up.
That jerk.
Yeah, well, I would have traded Miles before the season even started for five good draft picks. So, of course, you do it now. But the problem is you don't let the guys that couldn't restructure the team try it again. I want a new GM and a new coach and five draft picks for Miles. And I wouldn't even be afraid of trading Denzel Ward.
So Chuck, the only thing, I'm with you, and this would work out if Andrew Berry was the one who decided to make those picks, because it would only sweeten the pot for this deal. It would only make this job more appealing to the top-tier GM candidates, right? To be able to walk in and go, all right, you've got your first, you got the Jacksonville first, and you're looking at two to three Philadelphia Eagle first. I mean, my goodness.
So how does let me ask both of you guys there. How does that work? I mean, the trade deadline's on Tuesday. So someone's got to pull the trigger on that. What are you going to fire the GM today and have Jimmy Haslam consummate the deal and let him? How else would you do that?
You could let Barry finish the trade, but you don't let him pick the new guys. He got lucky. I won't say lucky, but he got fortunate this year with his best draft. But it was soured by picking a Dylan Gabriel instead of an offensive lineman or a wide receiver. Let's be honest. It's ridiculous. Fantasy football GMs could do a better job.
Chuck, thank you. Chuck in Cleveland.
Yeah, fantasy football GMs typically aren't trying to look 5 yards down or 5 years down the road as well. It's a little different, but I get what he's saying.
Ben in Garfield Heights. Hi, Ben.
How are you, Ben?
Hey, thanks for the line, guys.
Thank you.
Just to kind of tie this in with what you said about the Indians trades from years ago, Joe Carter was traded for Sandy Alomar and Carlos Baer. Got two really good prospects, not drafted.
Yeah, James was in. I mean, it was a good trade. I mean, all the way around.
Yeah, Bartolo Colon traded for Grady Sizemore, Cliff Lee, Brandon Phillips, and there was a fourth.
Lee Stevens.
Another great trade, but good young prospects. To my point, we don't trade him for three late firsts. We trade him for either one of their best young O-linemen or one of their best young D-linemen in two firsts. I want a solid young player.
I like that
and
idea.
And then I'll take two firsts if they can do it. I don't think that can happen next week because, they're already going towards the Super Bowl. But maybe in the offseason, we could do something like that.
Yeah. All right, Ben.
If you want to do a move
thought.
Like that, I think you have to wait to the offseason to do it. But I like that idea better of trying to trade for something that can help me immediately and then a couple of draft picks that can go with it.
But immediately, if you're bringing in all these other picks and you know you have picks next year that you're still looking 2-3 years down the road, you're saying...
If you toss in... And the Eagles won't do it, all right? I'm just going to flat say this right now. The Eagles will not do this. If you toss in Jalen Carter and go 2 first-round picks, now you're having a conversation. Like, that's one of those where it's like, all right, we're calling in everybody, coming from Aruba. Let's go. We need to have a meeting. Hit on the Zoom. We got to talk about this trade deal.
Hmm.
That's one of those type of things where it's Jalen Carter and 2 ones, and okay, now we're talking.
All right, you heard what Charles Robinson said. You know, there's smoke. I don't know, there's a fire, there's smoke. Talking about the Eagles being hot and heavy for Myles Garrett. They were the first time this came around. And, you know, he kicked out their 3 first-round picks. Would you do it? Then the question becomes, where are you going with Andrew Berry on that, right? And, like, do you want him to make those picks as they come to fruition? Or, I mean, could it change your whole perception of him? It's super interesting to think about, especially when your team is 2-6. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.